These are more like a shrub.
Shrub. These are shrub.
They really are.
And they got big white flowers.
Great big white flowers.
And they may, and the flowers close after lunch, about 2 o'clock.
Whenever they get a certain amount of sunlight.
Okay. And they, have you ever seen them produce seed?
Yep.
And the seed is round.
It's like a gigantic sticker burr.
Okay, that's a datura. That's not a moonflower. It's sometimes, I guess it could be
called
also
moonflower.
Known as...
datura. Very poisonous. Every piece of it is
Devil's
poisonous.
Trumpet and Jensen weed.
There you go. There you go. That's right.
Okay. That's what I have.
The same thing.
I'll send you a picture of it. They're lovely.
Some people do call it moonflower, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But I usually think of the moonflower on the vine.
Yeah, that's what I do, too.
Night, white, looks like a morning glory.
Uh-huh. Well, these look like gigantic morning glories.
I know, but this...
But they've got a very pale... Yeah. Lavender edge to them.
Interesting thing, the other day when you were out of town, I dropped by Forrest Appleton's house, and they drop those seeds, and they come up all over the place. And the deer won't touch them. In fact, I got a picture of a fawn and a doe looking at one, not eating it, in Forrest Appleton's front yard. And but anyway, I went up there, picked him up. I was running a little bit late, like I've been known to do, about 11:30. And those things, he's got a ring of them in a bed out there, and they were in full, beautiful white bloom. And then he's got a red one, I guess a red one in the middle, or it doesn't bloom. He said it doesn't bloom much, but it's a colored one. And I said, "Ooh, I need to get a picture of that, but I'm running late. I'll get a picture when I come back." And there was one in Karen's mother's yard, too. And it was right there by Bush Morning Glory. And I said, I got to get a picture of that, too. So we come back at 2:30 or 3.
It's closed.
It's closed. I'm going, why didn't you tell me those things? I didn't know they closed in the afternoon. I thought they're like Bush Morning Glory. They stay open all the time. But he said, yeah, they closed about 20 minutes after we left.
They're not fools. They're going to enjoy the morning.
About noon. But that's what Milton has.
Yeah, I'll send you the picture.
Do the flower
buds. He knows what they look like. They're the same.
He wants to see
it. He is never going to see you
picture. I'm going to send you the pictures.
You'd have better luck me sending
you
pictures than him sending
them. I'll send you the pictures.
Because I used to know him a bit.
Yeah, I remember you now.
Well, then you know how unreliable he is.
No, I was very reliable then. Yeah, I've become much less reliable now as I've gotten older.
He's degenerated, has he?
Yeah.
He's a degenerate?
So what else you got, Karen?
Anything? That's about it.
Well, thank you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Dr. Parsons, for responding to my email. I'm the person that asked for advice on books for novice gardeners.
Uh-huh. Oh. If you'd have sent that to him, you'd have been too old to read by the time you got that address.
Who really sent that out to our
Well, of course, I sure I did. I remember. Uh-huh.
It's just as good to organize getting stuff done than it is to do it yourself.
Absolutely.
Right.
And that's the lecture I gave Jerry years ago when he wouldn't use volunteers.
So Jerry delegates, but he gets the credit. Forrest doesn't get any credit.
No, but Jerry has to organize. He has to get people excited.
We got all about Forrest on the front page. And you
that's true. Yeah, you get to give Forrest some credit.
Great picture. We're going to use that in his obituary.
Oh, that's nice.
That's the best picture he's ever had made, I guarantee.
Thanks, Karen.
Smiling.
Bye-bye.
You take care.